Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. It's good to be with you once again.
弟兄姐妹们，下午好，我很高兴又来到大家中间。
I am not in Minnesota. I'm in a warmer place right now in Florida, visiting with family.
我今天不在明州，我在很暖和的地方，我在佛罗里达，在我的和我的家人在一起。
But grateful for the technology that enables us to be together. This afternoon, we're going to return to our series from Jonah about God's relentless grace. In our last message, we saw something about God's grace for the world. In our passage today, we will find Jonah confessing God's grace in his own life.
在今天的经文中，我们看到约拿在他自己的生命中来承认神永不止息的恩典。
So please join your hearts with mine as we have a word of prayer.
现在我们来同心祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
We thank you for the opportunity to gather in worship. We ask, Lord, that you would speak to us now through the preaching of your word.
主，求你用今天的信息，通过今天的信息向我们每个人说话。
Lord, we give you this time.
我们将接下来的时间交在你的手里。
We pray that the technology will function well.
我们祷告今天的科技可以通畅。
And we pray, Lord, that your spirit will have freedom to move in our hearts and lives.
我们也祷告你的圣灵可以在我们的心中和生命中自由地做工。
We pray this in the precious name of our living Lord Jesus Christ.
奉救主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen. The Chinese evangelist Watchman Nee tells the story of a time he went swimming in a creek in China with some Christian brothers.
中国有一位布道家叫尼拓生，他讲述了他和几位基督徒弟兄在一条小溪中游泳的时候发生的一件事情。
Since most of the brothers were not good swimmers, they stayed close to the bank.
由于大多数的弟兄都不是游泳好手，所以他们只是停留在海边、岸边附近的游泳。
But one of the brothers drifted out a little too far and began to struggle in the deep water.
那其中有一位弟兄游着游着就游了远了一些，然后这时候开始在深水中挣扎。
He started screaming for help and thrashing his arms and legs to keep from drowning.
他开始尖叫求救，同时挥动他的胳膊和腿，防止溺水。
But the others were already out of the water and drying themselves off.
那其他的人都已经离开水了，开始擦干身子了。
Brother Nee knew that only one of the men was a good enough swimmer to rescue their friend.
尼弟兄知道他们当中只有一个人是一个游泳好手，或许可以救他们的朋友。
But the man who was the good swimmer just stood there calmly, making no effort to help their drowning friend.
那这位游泳很好的人并没有去救他的意思，只是站在原地看着这个人。
They all screamed at him for him to do something, but he just stood there calmly.
他们都在向那个人尖叫说你做点什么，但是那个人只是平静地站在那里。
After a few moments, the arms and legs of the drowning man got tired and he began to sink.
过了不一会儿，溺水的那个人，他的胳膊和腿都很累了，然后他就开始沉入水下。
At that moment, the man who could swim dove into the creek, swam to the victim, and pulled him to safety.
就在这个瞬间，那个会游泳的人一跃而起，跳入小溪，游到了那个受害者人的身边，然后把他拉到了安全的地方。
Brother Ni was beside himself. How could you stand by and watch our friend drowned and ignore his cries for help?
尼弟兄就在他身边，很生气地说：“你怎么能袖手旁观呢？眼睁睁地看着我们的朋友淹死，然后不理会他呢？”
But the brother calmly explained, "If I jumped in immediately and tried to save him, he would have grabbed me and pulled us both under the water."
这位弟兄很平静地解释说，他说如果我立即跳进水里去救他的话，他就会抓住我，也把我拉到水里去。
For me to save him, he had to first come to the end of himself and stop struggling.
要我救他的话，他必须自己先到自己能力的尽头，停止挣扎，然后才行。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly what we find happening in our passage today, Jonah chapter 2.
弟兄姐妹们，这也正是我们在约拿书第二章今天我们要看的经文中所看到的一幕。
The whole story of Jonah up to this point has been showing his continual descent.
整个约拿的故事直到现在为止都在展示约拿一直的沉沦。
He went down to a ship in Joppa.
他下到约帕去。
He went down into a ship.
他下到一艘船里去。
Down into the inner part of the ship.
他下到船的内舱里去。
And now finally even further down into the depths of the sea.
现在他下到更深的地方，下到大海的深处。
But it wasn't until he was all the way down at the end of himself drowning that he would discover the grace of God.
但是只是到他一路沉下去到了自己的尽头要淹死了他才发现上帝的恩典。
And he would discover God's grace in the belly of a fish.
他在这个鱼腹里边发现上帝的恩典。
Dear friends, that's where we discover God's grace.
朋友们这是我们找到上帝恩典的地方。
It's when we come to the end of ourselves.
就是当我们到达我们是能力的尽头。
When we reach the very bottom, when everything falls apart.
当我们到达最底层，当一切都崩溃的时候。
When all of our efforts are exhausted.
当我们所有的努力都用尽的时候。
That's when we finally discover God's grace.
那是我们最终能够发现谁上帝恩典的时候。
Let's read these words once again from chapter 1, verse 17 and chapter 2, verse 1.
我们再读一下1章17节和2章1节。
And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish.
耶和华安排一条大鱼推了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。约拿在鱼腹中祷告耶和华他的神。
Before we move on to Jonah's prayer of confession in chapter 2,
在我们学习第二章约拿的忏悔祷告之前，
We need to consider his confessional, the belly of a fish.
我们先来看看他认罪的地方，是在鱼肚子里哈。
Many modern people and scholars dismiss the book of Jonah as a myth because they can't believe that a man could survive for 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a fish.
许多现代人仅仅地认为约拿书就不过是一个神话故事，因为他们无法相信一个人可以在鱼肚子里存活三天三夜。
Now this leads to three basic interpretations of the book of Jonah.
这也导致了对约拿书有三种解读。
Some see it as allegory.
有一些人看作是一个寓意事件。
In other words, they see the story as a picture of Israel's captivity and repentance and eventual restoration to the land.
也就是说他们将这个故事看作是这样的一个图片，是来描述以色列的被掳悔改和恢复的这样的一个图片。
For them, the story is not true. It's a myth or a legend.
对他们来说，这个故事不是真实的，只是一个神话或者传说。
Others would say, no, it's a parable.
也有人说，不是，这个约拿书其实是一个比喻或者神话。
They also don't see it as a true story, but a parable or a myth that teaches us, yes, about God's grace.
他们也不认为这是一个真实的故事，他们认为这是一个预言，来告诉我们关于神恩典的一些真理。
But it's showing his heart for all peoples and the dangers of nationalism.
他这里其实是利用这个比喻来告诉谁对所有人的心意，还有这个就是民族主义的一些危险。
The third interpretation, and the one that I believe is most accurate.
第三种观点也是我认为最准确的。
The traditional view is that this is an actual historical book.
这也是传统的观点，就是认为说约拿书呢是一本历史书。
It's not allegory.
不是个寓意故事。
It's not a parable or a myth.
不是比喻或者神话。
It's historical. It is a story that is the accurate history of Jonah's actual experience.
这是一个历史事实哈，是约拿实际经历的一个真实代表。
Now, our understanding of this is important because Jesus sees both Jonah, the man, and the book and story of Jonah as historical fact.
这点认知对我们也很重要。因为耶稣呢，也是将约拿和他的故事看作是历史事实。
Because in the Gospels, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12, and in the Gospel of Luke chapter 11, Jesus compares his own death and burial and resurrection to the experience of Jonah.
因为在马太福音十二章和路加福音十一章。主耶稣呢，都是将他自己的死亡、埋葬和复活的经历和约拿的经历来做比较。
So, brothers and sisters, the real question here is, do you believe that God is a God of miracles?
弟兄姐妹们，这里真正的问题是你是否相信上帝是一位可以制造神迹的上帝？
Do you believe that the Lord is in control of nature?
你相信谁可以在控制自然吗？
Do you believe that the Lord can hurl a storm at Jonah?
你相信我们的神是否可以向约拿兴起一个大的风暴呢？
Do you believe that the Lord can appoint a fish to swallow him?
你是否相信神是否可以任命一条鱼来吞下约拿呢？
And do you believe that the Lord can command that fish to vomit him up again on the beach?
那你是否也相信主是可以命令鱼在沙滩上把它吐出来？
The Lord Jesus affirms the truthfulness of this story.
我们的主耶稣基督证实了这件事的历史事实性。
And so I'll stand with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and believe this to be historical and accurate.
我站在主耶稣这边，站在我们的救主耶稣这边，我认为这件事情是历史事实。
Now, as we move on to look at Jonah's prayer from the belly of the fish, we find him confessing three great truths about God's grace.
那我们现在来思考约拿在鱼腹中的祷告。我们这时候能够发现他在这里承认了关于三个有关恩典的真理。
J.I. Packer, in his book Knowing God, points out that many people talk about God's grace without actually understanding what God's grace really means. I think many of you are probably familiar with this book. I seem to remember you even had a Sunday school class where perhaps it was Brother Pinyang who was teaching from this book some years ago.
我隐约记得可能平年弟兄在很多年前在主日学中也用过这本书。
In any case, in this book, J.I. Packer makes the point that there are some basic truths about God's grace, some basic truths that we need to grasp if we're really going to understand God's grace.
J.I. Packer呢, 在这本书里他指出, 我们想要真正理解和体验上帝的恩典的话, 我们需要掌握一些几个基本的真理。
And we actually will find Jonah confessing these truths in his prayer.
那我们今天在约拿的祷告中也发现他也承认了这些真理。
The first truth is already there on the screen, and that is that we are sinners who deserve God's wrath.
第一个真理就是我们是罪人,应该受到神的愤怒。
I see this in verses 2 and 3.
这是在第二章的2到3节。
I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice, for you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me.
我遭遇患难求告耶和华,你就应允我,从阴间的深处呼求,你就俯听我的声音,你将我投下深渊,就是海的深处,大水环绕我,你的波涛,你的波浪洪涛都迈过我身。
Brothers and sisters, what we see here is that God has a righteous moral standard, and we are all guilty of violating this.
弟兄姐妹们,这里我们看到上帝有一个正义的道德标准,我们都违反了这个标准。
And therefore, like Jonah, we're all deserving of God's justice, of his condemnation.
所以呢,就像约拿一样,我们其实应该得到的是他的正义或者谴责。
Now, this is a difficult word for many people in our culture today to accept.
这其实是在我们现在的文化里边很难接受的一个信息。
We're taught that moral standards today are socially constructed and relative.
我们都被教导说社会所有的道德标准都是根据社会需要而制定的，而且是相对的。
Therefore, we're told no one should ever feel ashamed or feel guilty.
因此呢, 我们也是教导,被教导说, 任何人都不应该感到羞耻或者内疚。
Our culture tells us we all deserve the best.
我们的文化也告诉我们, 我们每个人都配得最好的。
Turn on the television and listen to some of the commercials.
打开电视, 看看这些广告, 听听这些广告。
You'll hear repeated over and over again, you deserve this. You deserve the best.
你会听到一次又一次会告诉你,你配得这个,你配得最好的。
Brothers and sisters, what the only thing that we deserve according to God's word is God's judgment, his condemnation.
弟兄姐妹们,根据谁的话,我们唯一配得的就是谁的公义和谁的谴责。
Jonah confesses that he was only deserving of God's justice.
在约拿的祷告中, 他承认, 他只配得上帝的公义。
In verse 3, he says, you, O God, cast me into the deep.
第三节, 他说, 你将我投下深渊, 就是海的深处。
He says, your waves and your billows have passed over me.
他说的是你的波浪洪涛。
When I was in high school, a young man, I was together in the summer with some friends.
我上高中的时候，有一年夏天，我和几个朋友在一起。
It was a long time ago, but if I remember correctly, I think we were lifting weights.
在很久以前的事情，如果我记得没错的话，那时候我们在举重。
These were Christian brothers, and as we were working out together, we were, you know, little theologians, and so we were talking about things like God's grace.
我们都是一些基督徒的弟兄，我们在一起健身的时候，我们就对神。对这个神学很感兴趣，我们就开始讨论这些神学真理。
And like Packer, we were talking about the fact that grace is one of those words we use all the time, but what does it really mean?
就像派克一样，我们就讨论说，那我们天天都在说谁的恩典，那恩典到底是什么呢？
So we decided to come up with our own definition for God's grace.
我们决定我们要自己对谁的恩典给一个定义。
And this is what we came up with.
这是我们最终最后得到的定义。
It's God extending his favor where wrath is deserved.
在我们只配得谁的愤怒的时候，谁将恩典其实递给我们。
Now, I might have been in high school, but I think that's a pretty good definition of God's grace.
虽然我那时候只是在高中，但我觉得这个定义其实非常好。
God's favor extended where wrath, his wrath, is deserved.
神的恩典给了我们，其实，但是呢，是在我们应该只是得到愤怒的时候。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first great truth that we likewise need to confess.
弟兄姐妹们，这也是我们同样需要承认的一个伟大真理。
We are sinners who deserve God's wrath.
我们是罪人，我们只配得上帝的愤怒。
The second truth we find Jonah confessing in his prayer is that we are utterly incapable of saving ourselves.
第二个真理就是我们完全无法自救。
Listen, once again,to verses 4-6.
我们再读一下四到六节。
Then I, Jonah, said, I am driven away from your sight, yet I shall again look upon your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. The weeds were wrapped about my head at the roots of the mountains. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever, yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord, my God.
第四节，我说，我从你眼前虽被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。诸水环绕我，几乎淹没我，深渊围住我，海草缠绕我的头，我下到山根，地的霉将我永远关住。耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的性命从坑中救出来。
Brothers and sisters, we are utterly incapable of saving ourselves.
弟兄姐妹们，我们完全没有办法自救，一点办法都没有。
In other words, we're not only sinners who deserve God's wrath, but there's nothing we can do about it.
换句话说，我们不仅是罪人，应该受到上帝的愤怒。而且呢，我们对此也无能为力。
We are spiritually impotent, powerless to help ourselves.
我们灵性上一点能力也没有。
Now this truth also runs counter to our culture and even to our conditioning.
这个事实也是和我们的文化和我们的习惯认知是背道而驰的。
Most of us have been brought up to think that if we work hard enough and exert enough effort, we can fix anything.
我们大多数人长这么大哈，都习惯于认为，只要我们付出足够的努力，足够的辛苦，我们可以解决任何问题。
And we even think that about our relationship with the living God.
我们也其实也是。关于我们对我们与谁的关系，我们也是这样认为的。
we're convinced that through enough repentance and enough penance and enough fastidious religious performance that we can earn God's favor and restore our relationship to him.
足够虔诚的宗教行为，我们可以赢得上帝的青睐，恢复我们的关系。
Brothers and sisters, that is very religious, but has nothing to do with the truth of God's word and the Christian faith.
弟兄姐妹们，这是非常宗教主义，但是它对于谁的真理和话语是完全没有不沾边的。
The truth is, we're incurably religious.
这个事实就是，我们这是无可救药的宗教主义者。
We always think there's something we can do to save ourselves.
我们总是想我们能够做些什么来拯救自己。
But in his situation, Jonah now realizes there's nothing he can do to save himself.
但是在约拿的情况下，约拿知道他怎么做也救不了自己。
In verse 6, he confesses that he's in a place where the bars have closed upon him forever. He's in an underwater prison.
在第六节里边，他忏悔承认说，他在一个地的门将我永远关住的地方，他在海里的一个监狱里。An
underwater prison from which there's no escape.
他在这样一个水下监狱里，他逃不出来。
And he realizes there's nothing he can do to open those gates and make atonement for his sins.
他意识到他没有办法，无论怎么样做也没有办法打开这些大门，或者说为自己的罪赎罪。
This is the second great truth of God's grace that we all need to confess.
这是我们需要承认的关于A点的第二个重要真理。
That you and myself are likewise barred from God, and there's nothing we can do to save ourselves.
同样的，你和我都被禁止与上帝接触，我们也无能为力，没有办法来拯救自己。This
brings us now to the third truth that we find in Jonah's prayer of confession.
这呢，也就让我们来学习第三个真理哈。
And that is that salvation comes at a price that only the Lord can pay.
那就是救恩来自于只有主才能支付的代价。Let
me read verses 7 to 9.
我们读一下7到9节。
When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of grace. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord.
我心在我里面发挥的时候，我就想念耶和华。我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。 那信奉虚无之神的人，离弃怜爱他们的主，待我必用感谢的声音献祭于你。我所许的愿，我必偿还。救恩出于耶和华。These
verses, as Jonah's life is fainting away, he remembers the Lord and cries out to him for grace and salvation.
在这些经节里边。 约拿的生命逐渐消逝的时候，约拿想起了主，然后开始祈求主的恩典。But
notice in verse 7, he not only remembers the Lord, but he remembers his holy temple.
我们在第七节里可以看到，他不仅仅是想起了神，而且想起了神的圣殿。My
prayer, he says, came to you in your holy temple.
他这里说说我的祷告进入你的圣殿。
Brothers and sisters, remember the temple was the place of atonement.
弟兄姐妹们，我们应该记得圣殿是赎罪的地方。
It's the place where the death of a lamb and blood of that lamb would atone for the sins of the people.
在圣殿里，羔羊的死和赎罪祭的血提供了暂时的赦罪。
But that blood of the atoning sacrifice would only provide a temporary forgiveness of sins.
但是这个赎罪祭的血只是暂时提供了暂时的赦罪。
But this memory of Jonah of the temple provides a beautiful picture of the finished work of Jesus Christ in his crucifixion, his death, burial, and resurrection.
但是约拿想起圣殿的这一幕，其实是关于主在主耶稣基督里我们得救的一幅美丽的画面。
It shows us the price of our salvation.
它显示了我们得救的这个代价。
Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12.
我们打开圣经，翻到马太福音十二章。
We read these verses last time we were together, but I think it's important for us to read them again in this context.
我们以前读过，今天我们在今天的这个经文里边，我们再读一次。
Matthew chapter 12, and I'll begin reading in verse 39 down through verse 41.
我读一下12章39到41节。
But he, Jesus, answered them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here.
三十九节，耶稣回答说：“一个邪恶淫乱的世代，求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，贼子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。当水派的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的，就悔改了。看哪，在这里有一人比约拿更大。”
Jesus says that Jonah's experience was a sign pointing to his own death, burial, and resurrection.
耶稣说，约拿的经历其实是指向他自己的死亡、埋葬和复活的一个标志。
But he also says here in Matthew 12, at the end of verse 41, that his sacrifice would be something greater than what Jonah knew.
那在41节最后，他这里也是说他的牺牲是比约拿所知道的更大。
Because Jesus' death would do something that the temple sacrifices could never do.
因为我们知道耶稣基督的死是能够做到圣殿祭司所永远做不到的事情。
Through his death, his burial, and his resurrection, Jesus paid the price of salvation once and for all time.
主耶稣通过他自己的死、他的埋葬和他的复活，他只一次性的付出了救赎的代价。
Brothers and sisters, that's why salvation belongs to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是救恩属于主的原因。
Because Jesus, God in the flesh, came and died to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine.
那是因为主耶稣基督通过他自己的死和复活来付上了为我们的罪一次性的付出了代价。
Once and for all.
一次性的。
He did what you and I could never do.
他做了你和我永远做不到的事情。
That's why our only hope is God's grace.
因此我们唯一的希望就是神的恩典。
Those who trust in themselves, who trust in some other idol, they forsake their only hope, which is God's grace.
那些相信自己或者相信其他偶像的人，他们放弃了这个唯一的希望。
Brothers and sisters, God saves us. The Lord saves us.
弟兄姐妹们，谁拯救我们？我们的主拯救我们。
We do not and we cannot save ourselves.
我们没有拯救自己，也不能拯救自己。
As Jonah exclaims, salvation comes from the Lord.
就像约拿所喊出来的，救恩出于耶和华。
So as we close, let me ask this question.
那在我们结束的时候，我们来想想这样的问题。
How should we respond to this confession of God's grace here in Jonah chapter 2?
我们在第二章里关于上帝的恩典的故事，我们应该怎么回应呢？
Well, those of you who know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior,
对那些已经认识主、接受主做个人救主的弟兄姐妹们，
My prayer is for you that you'll grow in your knowledge of that grace.
我祷告你们会在谁的恩典中成长。
That you'll have a deeper understanding of God's grace.
你能够更深的理解神的恩典。
That you'll have a greater appreciation for His grace.
能更深的接受欣赏谁的恩典。
And that will lead you to be more, to show more grace to others.
然后你也会向其他的人更多的展示恩典。
But for those of you who perhaps are just understanding this for the first time,
那对于那些第一次来学习了解这些事的人，
who don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
那些与主耶稣还没有接受主耶稣做个人救主的人，
I would encourage you to respond in the same way Jonah did.
我鼓励你像约拿一样来回应。
To pray a sinner's prayer.
在主面前做一个罪人的祷告。
A prayer of confession.
做一个忏悔的祷告。
You can simply pray this.
你可以简单的这样祷告。
Lord, I confess I'm a sinner deserving God's condemnation.
主啊，我承认我是一个罪人，我值得被定罪。
Lord, I confess that I am utterly incapable of saving myself.
主，我承认我完全没有能力，一点能力也没有，没法拯救自己。
Can't save myself by coming to church.
我不能够因着去教会来拯救自己。
I can't save myself by joining an online worship service.
我也没有办法说因为参加一个线上的崇拜来拯救自己。
I can't save myself by praying or giving or taking communion.
我也没有办法通过祷告或者参加主餐或者敬拜来拯救自己。
I'm utterly incapable of saving myself.
我没有任何的能力来拯救自己。
And finally, you can simply confess as Jonah did, I confess that I now trust in Jesus Christ and his finished work on theof his death and burial and resurrection for my salvation.
最后我们可以这样告白，我相信耶稣基督，相信他为我的救赎而完成的死亡埋葬和复活的工作，我接受耶稣基督做我生命的救主和做我的救主和生命的主。
When you acknowledge these truths,
当你承认这些真理的时候，
And when you confess your sin and place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you will be saved by God's grace.
当你在主面前认罪，相信耶稣基督的时候，你就会因上帝的恩典而得救。
For it is by grace that we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God.
因为我们被救不是出于我们的行为， 是出于神的恩典。
Your sins will be forgiven.
你的罪将会被赦免。
You'll receive the gift of eternal life.
你将会获得永生这样一份礼物。
And your relationship to the living God will be restored.
你与永生神的关系也将得到恢复。
So let's all of us together grow in the knowledge and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以让我们所有人在我们救主基督的恩典上长进。
And may he add his blessing to this word from Jonah chapter 2 this afternoon.
愿他在今天约拿的这个工作上更增加他自己的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.